Wait.
What's
going on?
Do we
have a
recording?
on?
There, we have a recording. I'll talk about it on the show. Let me, okay, hold on. It's still doing some weird stuff. Okay, let me, let's just start the damn show. Okay?
Okay.
And we'll figure out what the fuck we're gonna talk about live. Okay, here
okay.
we go. Welcome to Curmudgeon's Corner on Sunday, April 22nd, 2012. I'm Sam Minter, Yvonne Bo is here, and for me, it's been a harrowing morning trying to get online and ready to work with Yvonne. And I'll
harrowing.
Harrowing.
Yes, harrowing. Wow.
Yeah, and you know, I'll tell you a couple things here. And you know, look, I know this is going to be boring to some folks, but I'll just take a couple minutes here. My computer, you know, I run a bunch of backups and stuff. You know, I actually have three forms of backups running on my computer. I have a daily mirror that mirrors the entire hard drive onto a backup drive that's actually bootable. So I can, like, if my main drive fails, I can, like, flip over and instantly be online with the one that was backed up once a day. I also have Time Machine, which does the hourly snapshots and also lets you restore the whole disk, but you have to restore the whole disk first. You can't just flip over to the other drive. And I have offsite backups to something called Backblaze. So a few weeks ago, I noticed that the mirror was taking longer and longer and longer. It was getting to the point where normally the mirror finishes in, like, I have it set to start up at 1 in the morning, and it's usually done in a couple hours, and certainly by the time I get up in the morning. But it was taking, you know, close to 24 hours to do the mirror. And I noticed that Time Machine, instead of doing hourly snapshots, was also only getting through a snapshot once a day or so, sometimes 2 days. And then my backup to the offsite thing, I use Backblaze, failed completely. And said, I've got, you know, too many files, it's giving up, you know? And so I just didn't have time to look into this. I figured, I'll rearrange a couple directories, delete some stuff. But then this morning, I was looking and I used a new utility thing, which, let me get the name of. I think it's Grand Perspective or something like that. Let me just confirm that. Grand Perspective.
What is that thing?
It's one of these, and there are several programs like this, but this one actually worked better than some of the others that I've used before. It shows you sort of a visual representation of your disk.
Okay. And I've seen those before a
yeah,
long time.
And so
I haven't
could,
used one in a long time.
So
but yeah, I know
basically, it's a utility that helps you quickly identify things
where
that
your data and where
what's
things are
taking
on
up
disk,
a lot of space and what's in the way, and what was happening here was Time Machine was saying every time it tried to do a backup, there was like 16 gigs of change stuff going on.
And that's impossible.
And, like, I'm not changing 16 gigs of stuff every hour.
Right.
You know, I have, my computer does a whole lot of automated processes and generates a whole bunch of data. Like, I have it continuously generating a time lapse off its camera. I have a whole bunch of other crap
going
on.
But it's not 16 gigs of stuff.
It's not 16.
I mean, that's a lot of stuff in an hour to change.
Yeah. And I don't, you know, normally I don't do 16 gigs in a day, let alone, like, even when I do the every time I generate one of these podcasts, I end up with a couple gig more data. Between the original files, the uncompressed versions, the blah, 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 all this stuff. But not 16 gig an hour. And so when I used this tool, I found out that taking up almost 20 gig was some sort of image sources file for address book.
For address book?
For address book. And as I looked at
it... Wow, damn, that's one big address book.
It is one big address book.
Well, you know, this goes back, I don't know if you recall, we kept having this discussion like months ago about the mess in your address book.
Well, right, but remember, I'd wiped it, I'd started clean.
Or so you thought.
Well, no, I had started clean, and this only started a couple weeks ago. And what it looks like is happening is some kind of synchronization process with Facebook went nuts. Okay?
Love it.
Because what this directory was full of was everybody's little Facebook icons. Thousands and thousands, and actually 2.5 million copies of people's Facebook icons. And what is this?
Wait a minute. Hold it. What were you using to sync up with your computer? I don't understand.
Well, I think it coincides. The Facebook app on the iPhone has an option to sync with your contacts.
Right, to sync with your Facebook contacts. I think I did see that.
And one of the things it does is, like, you know, update the images in your address book with people's current whatever.
Right? Stuff. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So apparently what it was doing was when people updated their pictures, or maybe not even just when people were updating pictures, like every time they ever did anything on Facebook, I don't know. Instead of updating the picture, it was adding a new copy of the picture.
Holy shit.
Or something like that. I don't know. I ended up with, you know, 2.5 million Facebook icons in this one folder. And wow. So what happened, like, you know, about 20 minutes before I was supposed to go on with Yvonne, I was investigating this and opened that folder.
Holy shit. Yep, okay. There you go, with 2.5 million images. Oh, shit.
And then I'd actually, by the time that I was trying to contact Yvonne, I already backed out of that folder and was trying to just get to the enclosing folder so I could delete this shit. Okay? But it completely locked everything. I could get to a couple things here and there, but basically if I clicked on anything, it would take a couple minutes to respond to me. And of course, as I'm talking to you, my screen goes blank. Come on, come back, please.
Well, I still hear you. So
anyway, and then I'm like, it's unresponsive. I'm not able to get anything. And then I'm trying to, like, quit applications so I can get down to the bare minimum and get, you know, responsive and get on with Yvonne. And then it's so bad. I just reboot the computer. Okay? But then, you know, one of the exciting features of macOS Lion is that when it reboots, it reopens everything to where it was.
Oh, that's right.
Now, I'm sure there's a lot of benefits
to that, but there's probably a way to reboot.
Option or something like that. But, you know, so I reboot, and it spends the next 20 minutes trying to reopen all the crap that was open before. You know, and sometimes when I'm rebooting, it's because I want a nice, clean start. I guess I have to find out what that command key combination is and remember it. So that if I do want a clean start, I can hold down the little button or whatever and not have everything reopen. But
I'm actually typing.
You're searching right for now. What it is right
yep,
now.
Yep, yep, yep.
So, anyway.
Lion clean restart. There you go. It came up.
Yeah. So anyway, and so I was essentially half an hour late to get on with Yvonne, and I still quit all kinds of stuff, and it was being all slow. I did put those two folders in my trash. I'm going to empty my trash later, because God knows if I really want that stuff back, there's a backup. You know, but like, and then I have to completely restart my offsite backup, because it got so confused, I have to start it from scratch. But anyway, complete mess. Now, I'm hoping it doesn't just do it again. Now, and I will, you know, I'm going to go into my Facebook app on my phone and turn off that shit right now. Like, but I've had that on before. But I must admit, around the time this started, I think I turned it on again. Like, it had been off for some reason, and I flipped it back to on. And so I think there was something, you know, whatever happened, it was, you know, I presume this isn't happening to everybody with the stupid Facebook app, or I would have heard about it. So something's goofy with me, you know, which, what's new, you know?
It says here that apparently if you, because you did a hard restart.
Yeah.
That when you hit shut down or to, like, restart, there's a dialogue there that allows you to do the clean restart.
Yeah, there should also be a button for when you're starting from scratch.
Well, I haven't found that yet, but that's the first thing I found. I mean, that you could do a clean restart by doing that. So that's one thing. Now, let me see. This is the first tip.
Now my screensaver keeps trying to come up, and you know, even though I'm talking to you. But anyway, and by the way, through this whole time period that this is going on, you know, Alex is also coming upstairs and climbing on me and asking to play a game on the computer, and I'm like, and who knows when he'll be back. His mom's feeding him or something right now, but anyway. Wow. So, through all of this, let me just say, I have no freaking topics. Because the time I was going to use to find the topics.
Look, it's not like it would have helped. Look, I just sat down trying to figure out, okay, great. What do we talk about? Dude, there is nothing to talk about, okay, from the last week. I mean, I just spent like half an hour, you know, looking for shit. It's like nothing happened this week. I mean, what? You want to talk about Romney already starting to attack Obama, and Obama starting to attack Romney?
Well, there's more crazy stuff this... You know, last week we talked about the crazy season and all the crap. Well, this week it was like they're trying to talk about Obama eating dog while he was in Indonesia.
Yeah, I mean...
And, of course, everybody's been talking about Romney putting his dog on the car for, like, months. It's all crap. It's all just crap.
It's all crap! I mean, there is, like... I mean, Santorum quit, and this is, like, boring now. I mean, it's just, you know, I must admit, it was quite hilarious to have Herman Cain, to have Gingrich, which is crazy press release.
Cain's still putting out videos.
Shit, I don't know. I haven't seen one yet but you know, the Cain videos, Santorum with his stupid bullshit, you know. Apparently, Gingrich's campaign is $4 million in debt, but who cares?
Yeah.
The French, you know, are voting for a new president. Do we really give a shit? I mean, it's not the guy that fucked up, that raped up the you know, the...
Yeah, because he kind of decided not to run for president.
And then, of course, they found him.
And he just got arrested for, like, some kind of
prostitution,
pimping
or they
thing,
call
too.
It pimping, yes. Yeah. Right, for being a pimp. There's this whole story on Walmart bribing a lot of people in Mexico, which I was reading this morning because I found quite interesting. The scale of what's happening there in that sense, because there's been a couple of companies embroiled in that. Walmart had been paying off apparently about, you know.
So wait,
about,
you want to talk about this? Should we take a break?
I can talk a little bit about it. I mean, there's nothing else really. That's about the only interesting thing about the news.
I'm looking through my stuff, and I've got, there might be a couple other little things. But you're right. It's a slow week. We are definitely in the summer doldrums, and in the... and the presidential
stuff. There's nothing in the technology forefront to talk about right now.
Is that Mac Trojan that got really big?
Yeah.
Let's take a break. We'll be back. We'll talk about the Walmart stuff, and then we'll see what else we can figure out. We'll be back after this.
This is a break. Oh, yes, this is a break. This is a break because no one gave me any suggestions. I told you. I warned you, so this is a break. This is a wonderful break, a wonderful break. Yes, indeed, this is a break. This is a break in the middle of Curmudgeon's Corner. Yes, this is a break. Yes, this is a break. Break, 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 break. Yes, this is a break. Yes, this is a break. Break, 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 break. Yes, it is a break. And now the break is over.
And here we are. So, Yvonne, something, Walmart, Mexico,
Well,
something.
What happened is that the New York Times unearthed that Walmart headquarters had discovered about 6-7 years ago a massive payoffs had been occurring by Walmart Mexico in order to secure permits to open new stores in Mexico. Now, you got to understand something. Walmart Mexico is enormous, okay? It's about 25% of the size of the Walmart in the U.S., to put that into perspective. They have about 250,000 employees in Mexico. They are the largest retailer in Mexico right now, just like they are in the U.S. And in order to secure and open that many stores during that time period, it appears that it's been uncovered that there was a massive bribery scandal that right now is erupting, in which payoffs had been given to many government officials in order to secure permits to open stores throughout Mexico to the tune of about $30 million. But the problem is so much of the bribes. The one thing is that the bribes were uncovered years ago. There's been a couple of people that blew the whistle on it and whatever, and that apparently Walmart headquarters just covered up the whole thing. And that the person who headed the Mexican operations, who is currently the vice chairman of Walmart, period, Walmart company, was the person – was deeply involved in this. And that one of the reasons why they had hush-hushed this was because he was such a high-profile person. It's just very – I don't know. It's – I mean, there's quite a lot of people at the high – levels at Walmart that seem to have helped cover up this whole thing. And I mean, I am just a little bit like, I mean, this could really lead to some serious consequences to Walmart, not just in the terms of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act and other stuff and criminal things, but also in terms of people, they're gonna have to may wind up out of the company at the highest levels because of this whole scandal. Because it appears that everybody from the CEO, everybody at the board top down knew about this whole thing and decided to cover it up. So, I mean, I don't know. But that's about – I was reading that this morning. But that's about the most interesting thing I saw this morning in the news.
Well
I mean, other than that, I mean, I don't know what you saw, but that's it.
I got one story that I'm trying to bring up right now.
What do you got? I mean, Chuck Colson died.
Yeah, Watergate.
Really care?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
The story I'm trying to get isn't coming up. So, you know, I suck. There's, on the presidential side, there are two more things that I guess are worth noting. One is, Ron Paul's actually doing really well in Minnesota.
Who the hell cares?
I know, but he might actually win the state.
Wow.
Like, in the delegates, it looks like he's they have a two-stage process. The first stage is elected by congressional district, and then they have an at-large thing. And out of the 24 delegates, elected... through the congressional district, looks like he's getting 20.
Wow.
Yeah, so over 80%.
Wow.
But, not enough.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
See, I'm very impressed. I'm going to say that again. Wow.
Okay, I'm going to try to find this other stupid article.
I mean, I don't know. It's fucking bullshit. I mean, is it me or did everybody just decide, look, there were protests in Bahrain over the F1 race. Do we care?
We should.
I don't know. We should, I guess. Syria's still a mess.
Syria's still very much a mess.
Yep, but you know, like somebody said this week, they got no oil, so nobody gives a shit.
Well, also, they're a little bit bigger. I mean, people are still, like, there's still Iran stuff going on, too.
There was, two trains crashed head-on in Amsterdam.
Oh, really?
Yep. But nobody got killed.
Oh, so, yeah. What a shame! There was that, you do the pilot stuff. There was that plane in the Gulf.
Which plane in the Gulf?
The pilot went unconscious, plane circled for a few hours, then crashed into the Gulf.
No, I didn't hear about that.
You did not hear about this. See, I figured with you and it was off the west coast of Florida.
Really? And I was there, like, Thursday.
Yeah, like, I mean, it was, like, a couple hundred miles off the coast, but, like, and
Louisiana. I was there for a couple of business meetings or whatever, and, like, had a lunch over there, and nobody, you know, would have thought somebody would have mentioned that.
Yeah, no, it was one of these cases where the pilot lost consciousness, and the plane kept going until it ran out of fuel.
Well.
So, anyway.
It's a shame.
Yeah, I mean, there's...
Now, look, I will say this. The people in Amsterdam, there were some serious injuries in the Amsterdam crash.
Oh, well, thank goodness. Hey, guys listening, we're not going to go on too much longer with this, you know?
I don't know, we're just not really...
I found the one article I was looking for that I think is absolutely critical.
Okay, go for it.
That we talk about. The weekend may... Okay, I'm reading from... This is from Alyssa Newcomb on the ABC News blogs, okay? If you want to look for it. The weekend may have been hazy for two Brits and an Aussie, but the trio woke up to a displaced penguin, a bad hangover, and serious legal troubles.
Okay.
The three drunk friends allegedly made a Queensland, Australia SeaWorld their personal playground. Swimming with the dolphins... capturing their adventure on cell phone video, and bragging about their exploits on Facebook. On the way out, the trio decided to take a souvenir from their night at the water park. They scooped up a 7-year-old penguin named Dirk, who had never spent a night outside of captivity, officials for the water park said. After waking up with a penguin gassed, police said one of the men panicked and let Dirk go in a waterway known to have sharks. Witnesses who found Dirk said something chased him out of the water. On land, the frightened penguin was chased by a dog before witnesses came to his rescue. He was extremely disheveled. He was quite exhausted last night after we did catch him, but he settled down well, Trevor Long, SeaWorld's director of marine sciences, told reporters. As for the three mates, ages 18, 20, and 21, who broke into the water park, the men have a court date next month where they'll have to answer for charges of trespassing, theft, and unlawfully keeping a protected animal.
Well, that was, you know, that what a party. Jesus Christ. I've never stolen a penguin.
You've never stolen a penguin?
No. The one thing that I
What is wrong with
do,
you?
Listen, the one thing that my friends did do, which I think if I remember, I think they accidentally wound up killing a turkey, okay?
Aww.
It wasn't on purpose, okay?
It wasn't like they're running out and seeing a wild turkey and deciding they're going to have dinner?
No. What they thought it would be fun, they had this, it was
they thought it would be fun. That's always a good start.
Well, you know, I was 16 years old, so we were at this hotel, okay? And it was Thanksgiving weekend, and they had actually a live turkey, like, in the middle of a pen at the lobby of the hotel, okay? So they had a bottle of booze, so they thought it would be a good idea to just, you know, give the penguin some alcohol, or the turkey some alcohol, see what would happen. Well, I think, I'm not sure if he died, but, well, all of a sudden, the turkey just fell over, okay? All right, after ingesting the alcohol. I did not give him the alcohol, okay?
That was probably not a bright thing to do.
No. You know, and then the cops showed up later and arrested a couple of them for trying to break into the
thing.
The coolers. Yeah, well, anyway, it was a long night. Let's just put it to you that way. There was no shooting.
That's good. And, you know, have they let Zimmerman go yet?
They offered him bail, but I don't think that he's been able to post bail yet.
Eh.
I mean, you know, that's as far as I know about that. I don't know. It's been raining a lot here.
It's bright and sunny here.
Oh, Well, we've had 3 days of rain.
It's bright and sunny and, like, kind of warm. Yeah, well, by warm, I mean 60s, which isn't warm for you Florida people, but you know.
No, not particularly. it would be nice, quiet, and cool.
There's the VP race?
Well, okay, that's something. Did you see this blurb that Jeb Bush said that he would consider the VP job?
And then immediately the next day, he was like, apparently I wasn't clear enough. No, no, no. Not going to be vice president. Not going to run for vice president. No.
Okay, well, that was, you know. that killed that story.
Yeah, there are a lot of people uninterested. I guess the guy that people are talking about the most is Portman from Ohio.
Natalie Portman?
Not Natalie Portman, although that would be an interesting choice.
I mean, that would be more interesting. Think about if they put, like, you know, like, Obama dumped, like, what's his name, and picked up Scarlett Johansson as a VP candidate. Okay? Now, wouldn't that make the race interesting?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know. Just try to come up with some stuff.
Well, at least if you're going to go with someone in politics, you could go with, what's his name? Stuart Smalley.
Stuart Smalley? Who the fuck is that?
From Saturday Night Live to...
Oh, yeah. Stuart. Okay, now I... Okay, all right.
What's his real name?
I don't know. Hell do I know? The last time I saw... I only saw Saturday Night Live like a week ago. I got home at 11:30, and it happened to be on the TV, and they put the...
Senator Al Franken.
Yeah. They put the thing, you know, they had the little intro where they were all like, Romney was celebrating that he won and he was getting drunk with the ex-candidates, I guess, you know? So there you go. Yeah. And it wasn't that great.
I stopped watching actual Saturday Night Live many years ago. Like, for a while, I TiVo'd it and then fast-forwarded past all the crap and stopped at, like, the political pieces. But then I stopped doing that years ago, figuring if there's anything good, you know, it'll be posted on YouTube and everybody will point to it.
Right.
But, you know, the last time that happened
was Sarah Palin.
Was Sarah Palin. Yeah. It was 4 freaking years ago.
I know.
Was the last time.
Ridiculous.
Last time, you know, I had a lot of people posting, oh my God, you've got to see this thing from Saturday Night Live, was 4 years ago.
Anyway. Yeah, that's pretty bad. So, and we're not doing that much better, if I'm honest. So
no, let's just call this. Let's kill
just
it.
Call it. We're done.
I'm sorry.
We're sorry.
Work better next week.
We really suck.
We'll have something.
I don't know. I tried for a while. I look for shit. I mean, it's just bad. Just a bad week.
You think of something.
Wait, there was one thing I forgot. We didn't talk about last week. I don't know if you heard that Alan West made this crazy accusation that 85 congressional members of the Democratic Party were communists.
Yeah. You mean they're not?
As far as I know, they weren't.
He's been brought up as a potential vice presidential candidate.
I know, and he happens to be the representative for my district.
I'm sure with your heavy support.
Oh, yeah. You know what the worst thing is, though? He doesn't even really live in my district.
Yeah, a lot of representatives don't these days.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think it's fucking ridiculous. I mean, I'm like, really, asshole? You're representing my district? You don't even live here?
Some places still require that... I guess most places actually still require that your legal residence be in the district you represent. But... In reality, almost no representatives actually live there because, really, they live in Washington.
Well, but look, I'm talking about before he even got elected. He didn't actually have a house here in this district, okay?
Okay.
He lives, like, lives close, okay, but not here.
Well, now that Kucinich lost his spot in Ohio, he's been thinking about running here in Washington State.
That's interesting. Well, did you see about, who was it, didn't they say that Orrin Hatch is having trouble regaining his...
Orrin Hatch had a challenge within the Republican Party, and they got enough votes in the party state convention to force a primary challenge. So there'll be a primary election where someone is going against Hatch. Hatch is the heavy favorite to win that, but it's the first time in many, many years that he's had a primary challenge.
Wow.
Well, I will say one thing. I think what it shows is just, let's face it, I mean, nobody likes how Congress is doing. Not a thing. And I just, it doesn't matter which party they're in. I mean, Alan West, honestly, isn't, he barely won the seat. No, I don't think he's going to win. I don't think he's going to re-win it.
Speaking of that, there is one thing that, relevant to the thing you just said. You know how there are all these super PACs out there?
Mm-hmm.
And most of them are, you know, they're for Romney or for Obama or for
right.
whatever. There's one super PAC that has been set up, and I read about this over a month ago, so I don't remember where I saw it, or I don't have a source to tell anybody. But their organizing principle is going against incumbents of any party.
Right, of any party. Right.
And so what they're doing is basically they are targeting and going after candidates who have been in office a long time and is such where, you know, the challengers have very little chance because they have such an organizational advantage because they've been in Congress so long, and basically they're throwing money at the challengers, both within the primary challenges if they exist or general election challenges, and just saying, you know, along the lines of, you know, he's been here long enough, pick somebody else, you know.
Well, that's one way of doing it, I guess.
You know, and I admit, on some local races, when I look at the ballot and I don't really know that much about, you know, the issues and what's going on, sometimes if I see that somebody's been in, you know, the local dog catcher spot or whatever for 20 years, I'm like, what the fuck? Somebody else. You know, that's long enough.
Yeah, somebody else.
You know?
Well.
Let's be done.
We're done. We're out. Okay. This is something.
I must admit. This is one of our worst shows ever.
Yes.
But gosh darn it, I'm a good person, and people like me.
Okay, I'll let you wrap this up.
Thanks for listening to For Curmudgeon's Corner. Please forgive us.
Yes, it's just awful. What are we going to do? We got nothing.
Email me at abelsmay@abelsmay.com with any questions, comments, thoughts, or hell, if you've got things you'd like us to talk about.
Give us a subject! Give us
summer
something!
Summer is going to anything. Suck. You know, say, Yvonne, please educate us about, like, the derivatives market or something.
Great.
I don't know.
I'll do something!
Or you know, ask me to talk about hyperdimensional tesseracts. Which I don't actually know anything about, but I can do some research.
We can read
Wikipedia to you.
Right. Right.
You know, anyway, that's it. I'd say tell your friends to listen.
But not this one.
Not this one. No. See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.